The Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration is seeking a permit to allow new assessments of oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The move was immediately condemned by environmental groups. ANWR, as it's called, is the country's largest wildlife refuge, and proposals to drill there have been controversial. The Trump administration is also eyeing another chunk of federal land just to the west of the refuge, the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. This vast, remote area may not be as well known as the Arctic Refuge, but conservation groups say parts of the reserve are equally worth protecting. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has this story.
Today, Melanie Smith with Audubon Alaska is teaching me a little bird language.
I think he's saying, stay away from my nest. So this is the yodel call of a yellow-billed loon.
Unfortunately, Smith and I are not birdwatching out in the wilderness. We're listening to recordings in her Anchorage office. That's because the place we're talking about, where we might find a nesting yellow-billed loon and many other bird species from all over the world, is over 600 miles to the north. It's a remote, Indiana-sized federal expanse of Arctic tundra and wetlands called the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA.
It's a somewhat unfortunate name, actually, Petroleum Reserve.
In the 1920s, President Warren G. Harding set aside NPRA specifically for its oil potential. Today, the federal government manages the Petroleum Reserve as a multiple-use area, a place with room for both habitat and oil drilling. That's different from the nearby Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which, barring an act of Congress, is completely off-limits to oil development. So Smith says for a long time, environmental groups focused on protecting the Arctic Refuge.
That's why it took longer to discover just how important and influential and irreplaceable parts of the petroleum reserve are, and really realize that they are on par with the Arctic Refuge.
Smith says a giant lake in the northeast corner of the reserve, called Teshikbik Lake, is a globally significant area for hundreds of thousands of migratory birds. That's why, in 2013, the Obama administration put close to half the reserve off limits to oil and gas leasing, including more than 3 million acres surrounding Teshikbik Lake. But that was then.
So the president has declared, and thank you, Donald J. Trump, that the war on North American energy is now over.
That's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke at an oil and gas conference in Anchorage this May. He was in town to sign an order that, among other things, requires a review of the Obama administration's plan for managing NPRA.
This order, in effect, makes Alaska open for business.
It wasn't clear exactly what that meant until last month, when the Interior Department sent out a call to energy producers and the public asking which parts of the reserve should be opened up to oil drilling. Environmental groups were alarmed because the request made it clear that areas the Obama administration protected could be back on the table. But the move didn't come out of nowhere. Andy Mack is head of Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. He says reevaluating the plan makes sense because we know things now we didn't know 4 years ago.
It couldn't be a more dramatic shift.
It turns out there's probably a lot more oil in the reserve than everyone thought. 4 years ago, the Obama administration estimated there was less than 1 billion barrels of recoverable oil in NPRA. But over the last year or so, oil companies have found well over triple that amount in and around the reserve. Mack says the promise of NPRA is a big deal for a state grappling with both a recession and a decline in oil production over the last few decades.
This is certainly some of the most exciting well results that we've seen, and it really is something that we as a state have to appreciate and understand and capitalize on.
The discoveries come on the heels of the first ever oil development in NPRA, a drill site run by ConocoPhillips. That started producing oil in 2015, and two more are on the way. And this could be just the beginning, according to Dave Hausnecht, one of the U.S. Geological Survey's top experts on Alaska's oil resources.
There's a lot of potential in all of northeastern NPRA for the kind of discoveries that have just been announced.
But it just so happens that the area with the most oil potential overlaps with the same area that environmentalists say is crucial wildlife habitat. Nicole Whittington Evans with the Wilderness Society says the recent oil finds, plus the Trump administration's order opening Alaska for business, have groups like hers on high alert.
We have a strong desire to see this area protected, and we are very concerned about the recent finds and the level of interest in drilling for oil in this extremely important place.
If the Trump administration moves to allow oil exploration near NPRA's Teshikbik Lake, environmental groups say they will fight it, just as they fought development in the Arctic Refuge for decades. The question is, will a place called a petroleum reserve capture hearts and minds as easily as the Arctic Refuge? For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.